Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their business and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio with a good friend of ours. His name is always Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from France. You'll notice that from his slight accent. And Jean-Luc and I have been doing radio shows. No accent. There's a special filter I put on Jean-Luc. He sounds like a guy from Texas, and the filter adds a French accent to him. So anyway, so Jean-Luc's originally from France, and he's been here for over 20-some-odd years. I know it's probably almost 26, maybe even longer. We've been doing this radio show for a long time. And having said any or all of those things, we kind of get a chance to go back and forth talking about different and various things. And what I love about Jean-Luc is he lives his life by design. So as an entrepreneur, he's done all different kinds of things, and we started off with home-based businesses. Now he does a lot of other things as well, but we had a little time off November into December and January when he decided that his heart wasn't going to work, and he's done an unbelievable thing as far as keeping the rest of his body okay, but genetically speaking, or maybe a little bit of calcium on a couple of valves on his heart led that to kind of fail. And I got a phone call from Jean-Luc saying, hey, I got to go in the hospital for a while, and I might not be coming out until I get a new heart. And I said, excuse me? Like, I just needed to make sure that I cleared my ears. And I said, a new heart? He says, yeah, I have to get a heart transplant. So if you've never heard of somebody with a French – here's the first time I can tell you. For most of our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience, you've never heard – from somebody who's had a heart transplant. And if I were to double down, I can tell you, you've never heard from somebody who's had a heart transplant who's French, like this guy, whose name is Jean-Luc. So it's always a blessing to be able to have a friendly conversation with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. It's funny what you say, but it's exactly true, you know.
It is?
I have a French body with an American heart for 24 years.
So your volume faded for a second. So you said you're a French guy with an American heart. And
a French accent.
And a French accent. Yep, absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. After living in this country for 24 years.
Right.
Yeah.
I got a dickhead.
You need to take the phone. You look like the old phone. You see, on the 60s.
No. I'm going to let it ring.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting thing. There's this young, I can't even say anything nice about him. He's a young punk up in Canada who is a troll. His name is Marco Mukhabir, or Mukhaibir. He's just a punk. And we've been going back and forth a little bit. He does a live stream, and he tries to capture people on his live stream, so he was the one who was just calling me. So I was not going to interrupt this radio show to talk to that little idiot, but he's a little idiot. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Marco, because Marco's not as smart as he thinks he is. So anyway, so back to you, Jean-Luc. You know what's really stupid? You know what's really stupid? When young kids don't understand who they're messing with. So that's really stupid. But anyway, so back to you. So
you know, many people didn't understand what they are doing or what
they are saying
or what other people are saying. This is the world.
You can't fix stupid. You can't fix stupid. You know what he is? He's the equivalent of AOC. He's an anti-MLMer, and he's the equivalent of AOC.
AOC, you see?
Yeah. It's almost worse. As a matter of fact, if they dated together, they'd probably make little monkeys. Like, I don't know what would happen. I don't think it'd come out human. But anyway, so back to... And you know what? I hate to say like this, but I think I like AOC better because at least she seems like she could be... She's just... you know, at least she seems like nice. This guy's just an idiot. So anyway, so back to you. So I don't want to go any more on that.
You know what Albert Einstein said? He said, after the oxygen, stupidity is the most common commodity in this planet.
Yeah, exactly. If stupidity was an element, this guy would, you know, he'd have a mining contract. He'd rule the world. But anyway, so back to the stuff that you want to talk about.
Hey, first, I want to say tonight is our 200th for graduate
together. 247. Wow.
Yeah, at the end of this month, we will reach 250. Because you have five Fridays this month.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's right.
I want to talk about a different thing. First, I want to talk about the... do you hear about this company, Boston Dynamics?
Yeah, Boston Dynamics is the one that makes the robots.
It makes robots. And you say they make this video when you see the robots dancing and all of this, and with the dog and all of this. But I have this from Mac Adam. He look at this and he say, "Guy, don't think it's nice because these people are also building robot soldier. Okay? They are building an army with this kind of stuff."
Yep.
And he say, "When I look at them, I say, where do they shoot to put this machine down?"
Right. It's crazy.
Because
the reality is they're making them look like a dog, but they could make it look like anything. And they're making it look like a human, like a soldier.
Yeah, you have some robot when you see them dancing, they look like human.
Yep.
Yeah, with two legs, two arms, and a trunk, and all of this, and they are dancing together, and they make all of these robots look like a human, you know. But he said, don't be tricky by that, because these people are creating an army soldier with this robot, and they can come to kill you or to do many things. And at first, they replace a lot of jobs, but this, we use robot for a long time. And I know the job is not completely lost. You see, because it's a movement. You move some hard job out of the... People don't have this kind of job, but you create also job with people who have more skill to create this kind of robot. And this kind of robot can be okay if you use it the right way. Okay,
yeah.
It's exactly what I want to talk tonight about the gun. Gun can be okay if you use the right way and you defend yourself, but it's not okay if you try to attack someone or to rob someone. Now we have a president, he wants to put the more gun control, and what is the agenda is to confiscate the gun. Because when you look at the Second Amendment says the founding father in this country say the citizen need to have the right to have gun to defend themselves against oppressive government. Again, an oppressive government is, and they know that. And in this country, you have 360 million people, but you have 450 million guns because many people have more than one, and not everyone have one. Now, what does he say? He's very scary. What does he say? Because he says the Second Amendment can be moved or something like this. I don't know exactly the word he used, but basically he didn't respect the Constitution, this president will. And this video is on YouTube. You can hear himself saying, yeah, the Second Amendment is not something immutable. We can move it. We can change it. I have not the exact word he used, but what does this mean is that. And what does he mean by that? It means he didn't respect the Second Amendment, and meaning he didn't respect the Constitution, even if he take a vote on it.
Well, here's the problem with a lot of these issues. It's really all about control. And Jean-Luc, if you're sitting pointing a gun at me, I can't control you. So I have to take away your gun. First, that, right, step number one. If I'm going to try to control Jean-Luc and you have a gun or more, any kind of a weapon, I have to take it away or disarm it, if you will, minimize it, before I can control you. And for people like the people that want gun control, some of them, I think, are misguided because they think laws are what criminals follow. And then other people are just control freaks because they want to be control freaks. I think the bottom line is there's a lot of people that are, and I know this is it sounds so condescending, and I know people that would probably kind of talk down about me for saying things like this as if I think I'm somebody else, you know. But the reality is that there's so many people that are mentally so friggin' unstable. I mean, they're just retarded. I mean, you got a whole world full of just, and I say retarded in a polite way, not a mentally disabled way. So mm-hmm. for those people that don't know the difference. But the reality is that a lot of these people that want to try to get your gun laws, they're going to say, well, that guy would have never shot up all those people if he didn't have a gun. And the answer is, he probably would have. People that want to kill people are probably going to kill people. The reality is that the gun isn't the problem, which I know is the point that you're going to be making. The gun itself isn't the problem.
It's not the problem. It's a tool. So, like I explained to Diane one time, I said, look, I can take a hammer or kill someone, or I can take a kitchen knife because I have a big one, you know, because I cook, and I can kill someone. And I think yeah, more people dying from a knife than a rifle, okay? Because you want to bang the rifle too. The gun by itself do nothing. If you put on a table and don't touch it, you do nothing by itself. Now it's people in the eye. My viewpoint of this, because this is a right given by the founding father and the Constitution. If I was the one in charge or the president, and say, okay, everyone can have a gun without to register all of this, can have a gun, and some people can lose this right. Like you say, people who are mentally retarded or under substance abuse, like drugs, something like this, or people who are criminals, they lose the right. But the criminal, anyway, they will have one, okay? Because they are criminal and they didn't respect the law. But other people say, okay, you are in this condition, you lose your right to have guns. Okay? And it could be reviewed in a few years, but you lose your right. But otherwise, everyone has the right by the Constitution to have a gun and to defend themselves. Because now, the police less and less go after a gun, go after the criminal, and come if you are in trouble and you call the police, many times they didn't come. It depends the city, but many times they didn't come.
True. So let's talk a little bit about guns. So in reference to, my situation is probably similar to many people's situations. I didn't grow up in a rich family. I grew up in New York, which is a pretty tough place to grow up. And I spent a lot of time on Long Island, which wasn't as tough as like Brooklyn, the Bronx, or Queens. But it was New York. And then when I worked in Queens and Brooklyn and stuff like that, there were things that went on every day. And it's a tough place. And people would need to be able to defend themselves. You need to be able to defend yourself. If there's somebody that's going to be trying to break into your house, and by the way, in New York, everything is, people are just more aggressive because they have to be. If you're not, now I'm talking about like the city parts, the urban parts of New York, I'm not talking about upstate. But the reality is that if you're not aggressive, it's going to be taken away from you. Or if you're not aggressive, you're probably going to be hurt or victimized. So the thing is that if you're in New York and you're going to have somebody try to steal from you because they're watching something, or there might be multiple people, how the hell are you supposed to defend yourself, Jean-Luc? I don't care how good you are with that knife. if you can't use that butcher's knife against two or three different people, or if you weren't you, what if you were Diane, you know, in that house or that apartment by herself with kids? How in the world is she going to be able to do that? And there's a lot of people that are really very physically aggressive and maybe even physically overpowering. How in the world are you going to be able to protect yourself? Right? Yeah, the gun is the great equalizer. Diane could take out a person that was, or people that were three times as big as her, or three times as many. Heck, if it wasn't even Diane, if it was a 13-year-old kid, he or she would be able to still do the thing. The gun is the great equalizer. And for a lot of people, I don't know where they get into the intellectual argument where they say, oh, we have to do whatever. Listen, I just need you one time to be in your house and have something bang on the door, hear a crash, have somebody in your house, and then wonder, what are you going to do? Are you going to grab a whistle? What are you going to do? Grab a balloon? What are you going to do? Who are you going to call that's going to be there fast enough?
Maybe make a video and put on Facebook.
Yeah, right. You're going to make a video of somebody robbing you, stealing in your house? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And the answer is you need a way to be able to defend yourself. And anybody that's trying to take away that right is either they don't understand, maybe they don't understand for legitimate reasons, maybe they come from a privileged world and they've never had to deal with any of that sort of stuff before. But the reality is I want to be able to pull out something and be able to protect myself 24 hours a day at any given time. And that's what guns allow you to do. And these people that are trying to take these guns away from you, I'm not sure what their motivation is on all of them, because you can't write, like you always say, can't paint with such broad strokes. But the reality is that everybody needs the ability to be able to defend themselves at any level.
I was listening to the guy who represents, he has an organization to defend the Second Amendment. He's a black guy. And he was explaining something, and I even didn't know. But I know it now, and he was explaining that he have a lot of lobbying behind the gun control, and he have a lot of money to these people behind, because he said, don't think it's something like this, and it's for your own good. Each time, I remember a movie when the guy explained, he said, each time the government, he says, it's for your own good, or it's for your protection, run away, run away. Because he's never for that. He's always for something else. He has an agenda. Now, some people are stupid enough to think, gun control is good, but when you talk about the president and all of this, he knows exactly what he's doing. Now, he was buying some gun, but you know the story about his son?
About which?
About his son, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden filled a form to have a gun, and he put something, it was not true on a form, and he have a gun illegally. Now, if he need to arrest someone because he put someone at the head of an organization, ATF, alcohol, tobacco. He put someone, and this guy said, okay, if we go to someone and he have a gun, we can arrest him and seize his house, his car, and everything, and sell it.
Yeah, it's all about intimidation and power and control and all those things.
Yes.
You know, the funny thing about Hunter Biden is nothing funny. He was, zooped up on crack like he usually is, and he was screwing his dead brother's wife, which is just insane. And then, you know, talk about levels of respect, but, you know, so he's having an affair with his dead brother's wife while he's still married. And this is, by the way, not rumor. This is, like, pretty well out there. And because he's so whacked out on drugs, his dead brother's wife, who he's having an affair with while he's still married, says, I got to get rid of the gun. So she takes his gun, because she knew he had a gun, because he was afraid that somebody's going to get hurt, because she has younger kids.
Illegally.
Illegally, he has a gun, right?
Illegally, he has a gun, yeah.
Right. So she takes the gun and she throws it in a dumpster, not being aware that people go dumpster diving all the time. And some old guy finds his gun. She goes back for it, or he goes back for it, couldn't find it. And under every other circumstances, somebody would have gotten arrested. I know I would have gotten arrested. I know if it was my wife or my son or whatever going on, we would have all gotten arrested, because it's Hunter Biden, and he's not arrested. And it just shows you the hypocrisy that Uncle Joe, you know, Sleepy Joe, Uncle Joe, Senile Joe, Biden, it's just crazy. And, you know, Jean-Luc, anybody that can't see that is, I have no answer for that. Like, I have no answer for that. It just,
yeah, but
you know
people, you have no more blind than the one you refuse to see. And many people and many Democrats are like this. You speak with them about something is factual, is a fact. See? When I say to these people, I say, look, Trump is the only president. He has not created a war during the 4 years he was the president. And they refuse to admit that. But it's a fact. You cannot go against that. And even he built the wall and all this. People was against the wall, but now they are talking to continue the wall and to put to patch when you have a hole, because you have some entrance on the wall, and now they seem to continue because you have too many South American coming illegally in this country. I am in this country for 3-4 years. I come legally, you know. I do all the paper. I want the green card. Many Americans didn't know the government gives 55,000 green cards every year to people who apply for. You need to apply. You need to follow the procedure. You need to fill out a folder. It takes 1 year. It was taking 1 year and a half before when I filled the form and arrived. But I am here legally. Okay? And do nothing illegal. If you want to come to this country, okay, welcome. Do it legally. But now, what do? They send kids at the pass the frontier, the border, and now you have thousands of kids.
Yeah.
It is a shame to send your kids to another country alone, and to the people who take money for that and pass this. And I have been to Mexico. I have been to Guadalajara, Mexico. And some, and I say, why these people are coming here? Because it's not true. You don't have a job in Mexico. This is not true. I saw many Mexican people working and I was living in a family for a few weeks, and all these people work. And he have work in Mexico, and he have also an employment in Mexico, like he have work here, and he have an employment here, and other country is the same. If you want to work, you find your work, and you find a solution to make a living, because you don't have only the fact to work. But not all of them, but many of them are criminals. They come in this country to rob, kill, and do something, and it's for that we need to have a gun to defend ourselves, because we are on a front row. If someone attacks you, it's not true the police or Joe Biden or someone from the government will be just behind this guy to defend you. No, this is not true. We are in the front row, and you have sometimes just a few minutes, even a few seconds to answer this attack correctly. And if you didn't defend yourself or your family or your kids, okay, who will do it? Nobody.
Right. Yeah. Jean-Luc, I'm still, you know, however old I am, I'm going to be 59, and still trying to figure this life out, if you know what I mean, as far as, like, how people work. And as close as I can possibly get, there's probably the majority of the people, and again, this sounds like it's I'm smarter than anybody else, but I'm not. There's probably, the way I'm trying to figure it out, there's probably anywhere from a few percent, 2%, 3%, 5%, I don't know what the number is, but it's a few percent of the people out there that are kind of really with it. You know, they're smart, they're intelligent, they have, and this isn't me complimenting myself, I'm talking about the group. They're smart, they're intelligent, they can figure stuff out, makes common sense. And then we're surrounded, and I throw you in that pile, by the way, just so you know, I throw you in that pile, I throw, you know, people like Diane in that pile. There's a lot of us, but it's a small percentage of the total population. And then you take the rest of the population, and they're dumber than a box of rocks. They make no sense at all. And it just, stupid is as stupid does. And no matter what you say, they're never going to figure it out. And I've actually resolved the idea that that's just the way it is. You know, that's just the way it is. And some people might be listening in. If you're listening in and you're offended by what I just said, then you might be part of that 95%. But if you're listening in... And you're nodding your head up and down. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That's probably why you like listening to this radio show.
I'm more generous than you. I say you have 20% of the population who are not good because you have 2.5% of people. The goal is to destroy family, business, country, whatever. The goal is to destroy something. Okay, 2.5% with 17% of people following this one. Maybe 20% of people are not good around you. You take 10 people, 2 are not good around you. And you need to check that almost every day, especially when you accept to have a new person in your inner cycle, you know. Now, after the 80%, I divide by 2. 60% of the population, like you say, you remember when I talk about destroyer, maintainer, and builder? 60% of this population is maintainer. Most of them, not all of them, but many of them are a level of stupidity low enough to follow as a sheep and follow what the government or these destroying people say. Because many times it's this way. And 20% of the population are builders. And this builder is an entrepreneur, is people who create something and build something. Build a business, build a country, build a family. And many people are builders one way or another. Artists also. But if you follow the core, if you follow what Hollywood say, what the government say, something like this, you are on the wrong path.
Right, makes sense.
You
believe
need
to it
think
not,
by yourself.
Yeah, believe it or not, we're almost done. We are done. It's actually 28 minutes into our radio show, so we are done. So,
yeah,
is there anything else you want
to
mention? Is there anything else you want to mention in passing?
Not especially. I am. I think people feel I am a pro-gun, and yes, because I think it's good to defend yourself and a girl. Never kill someone, it's a person behind. And to kill someone, you don't need a gun. In France, they have done this with a truck. So they pick up a van, it was a van, and they go and when you have a lot of people and kill many people. So you don't need to have a gun to kill someone. If you want to kill someone, you find many things. Like I say, armor can do a van, a car. Motorcycle, whatever you find around you, you can kill someone if you want to kill someone. This is people, these kind of people are evil, and they are criminal. And these kind of guys need to be stopped. But it's the most difficult to stop. And like this guy say about the Second Amendment, he say we have the same problem in the same area in the same city. Like New York or many other, or Seattle or Indianapolis or Chicago and all of these cities, the same problem with the same people on the same area of the city, not all the cities like this. But the government and people representing or the congressman or the senator need to respect the Constitution. Because it's what is important. The Constitution has been done by the founding father for a purpose. The Second Amendment is put for a purpose because now we are losing the First Amendment. If you want to speak about something, you have no right anymore. try to speak against the vaccine, and you will see what happens, or 5G, or something like this. And you will bang from many, many companies, and even they censor you. Now they go after the gun. And what will be tomorrow? What why will we have tomorrow? Nothing. Even they trick the voting. And now, because the bad news go faster than the good, in France, because next year we have a president election, this president wants to use the same Dominion company for the vote.
I would. If I was him, I'd want to do the same thing.
Yeah, no. Because he said, wow, the U.S. have a good result with that. They can put everyone they want. They trick all these people, all these voters, you know, and let's do the same.
Absolutely. Right? Hey, if I wanted to stay president again, I'd make sure I had Dominion software.
Yeah. And to use a company will trick all these voters, all these people.
Absolutely.
And now
I'd pay them extra as long as they can guarantee that I'd win. It'd be a hell of a lot easier. This way I wouldn't have to campaign as much. I just want to win.
Exactly. You are not here to campaign. You are here to win, even illegally. And now
I could stay in my...
President wants to do the same thing.
I could be sleepy and stay in my basement and not have to campaign. That's already been proven.
Yeah, something working.
That's right, exactly. Stick to the plan that works. Anyway, we're going to catch you next time. Thanks for being here, Jean-Luc, for being here on
Thank
Building
you,
Fortunes
Peter.
Radio. Thank you. Bonsoir, Jean-Luc. Catch you next time. Thank you.
Bonsoir, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.